Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We invite you to sit back and listen to how spirit guides and angels interact with us here on Earth. Would you like to ask a personal question? Please call 1-877-296-0345. Spirit Guide Interpreter Shannon Walbrin conducts individual sessions by phone. For more information, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Shannon with Spirit Guidance, and I am Shannon Walbrin here to help you answer your questions that you're going to ask of your angels and guides. We're going to get to our theme, which is reverence, but I know someone's on hold, so I'd like to go to her right away, and her name is Kathy. Hello, Kathy. This is Shannon.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hi. Well, Kathy, since you've been on hold, I've been experiencing a raft of physical symptoms. So I would like to know if they're yours.
Really?
Have you been having any? Yeah, really. So I had a wave of fatigue. I had to lie down. I felt a sore throat, and I had a cramp in my stomach. And now I feel like I have sinusitis. So either they're yours or I'm really getting sick. So please tell me, are they your symptoms?
They're mine.
Oh, thanks a lot, Kathy. Well, what that means is thank God for me that I get to let go of them, but sorry for you because you're stuck with them. Okay, so is that what you're calling about, or do you want to ask something else?
I do want to ask something else.
Okay, you go ahead and ask your something else, and then we'll see what comes up.
Okay. You know, I have had the spiritual awakening last February, and so I'm working on myself, and I was wondering if I will become clairvoyant. I've heard I'm an empath.
Okay, lady, you are a big-time empath because none of those symptoms are actually Kathy's symptoms. So you're carrying symptoms, and they belong to other people. And it's your job to hand them back so that you don't feel sick anymore. So, like, I am not going to feel sick after I hang up the phone with you, thank goodness. So I want you to figure out whose symptoms they are and then what cure would work for each of those people. So you're going to become a Caroline Mace, a medical intuitive and an empath who can quickly pick up other people's symptoms. But then the trick is to give them back. Can you work on that?
Yeah, how do I give them back?
So how you give them back is, well, first of all, I want you to read a lot of Caroline Mace. Okay, do you have any of her books already?
No, but I know I've been to I Can Do It, and I've heard her, yeah.
Okay, you know her stuff. So she's M-Y-S-S. So
yes.
How you give it back is you say to the person, look, Joe, it appears that you have irritable bowel syndrome, so I really want you to cut out wheat and dairy and and then you use your intuition and you say, and in your case, I really want you to start taking licorice tea. Okay, so you can do that by dowsing. You can do that by doing muscle testing on yourself to ask yourself what would make the stomach cramp go away. And then as soon as you say that, you say, I trust that Joe is going to take care of himself and he's going to do what needs to get done. Or even if he doesn't, God is protecting him, and he belongs to his own guides and angels and not to me anymore. He is no longer my responsibility. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Okay, how does that sound to you, Kathy?
It sounds good.
Yeah, go for it, because you're going to be really talented at this.
When will that happen?
You're already doing it. Get
oh,
rid of the symptoms. Yeah, you don't need them anymore. Go,
give
them away now.
Do you have time for a little story?
I don't. I'm sorry. I've got another caller, and
I
promise myself that I never keep anybody on hold. Will you call us back next week?
I will.
Oh, please. I'm looking forward. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to our next caller, whose name is Chris, and we are going to get to our theme of reverence here on the show, Spirit Guidance with Shannon. Hey, Chris, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi, Shannon. We've talked once before. Thank you so much.
I'm so pleased. Please tell us either what you need to ask or what would you like to know.
I was wondering if you could give me help on my business name.
Hugely, but it's not only the name. The angels are saying that you actually need help a little bit with the business focus, like what makes your business unique as opposed to other businesses. So what they're saying is that they want your business to style young. They want everything about it to be even younger than me and younger than you. They want your business to feel hip-hop. They want your business to feel really, really, in my archaic 43-year-old language, very groovy. So whatever young people are saying these days, probably fat or all that or something like that. They really would like you to focus your business younger than we are, because your business is not going to be your business forever. You're going to run it, and then you're going to sell it. And when you sell it, you're going to make a mint. And that's when you can actually go into your dream of the four-hour work week, which they're saying is something that you've been contemplating for a long time. Are you there?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm just stunned. So, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, in terms of the branding, they want it to be one of these funky names, which is like orange apple or, you know, blue tomato. It's one of these kind of goofy-sounding names that doesn't actually have anything to do with the product or what you're up to. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Because the people are going to take the business and they're going to run with it in a new direction. So you don't want to limit it by calling it the people who make paper things. No, because they're going to be the people who make cloth things or stone things or metal things. So you don't want it to limit at all. It's called a neologism when you invent a new word called like Xerox. You know, that's a totally made up thing. But do you have a small child?
Yes, I do.
They're telling you that you were very good at naming the small child. Do you want to share with us what your child's name is?
Landon.
Now, see, that is a kind of an unusual name. That is not your everyday name. So you should do the same thing with your business. You should name it, you know, Scrandon or something else, something that doesn't really mean anything but that can mean something to the next people. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely, yes.
You are very guided in this business, and really it's about a six-year rise for you, and then it's chow business, hello, beachfront.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank God. Yeah, please keep going. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take our next caller, who is Gina. And Gina, I would like you to help me introduce this theme of ours today, which is reverence. Gina, the word reverence comes from a really interesting root. Can you guess what it is? Gina, are you there? Maybe we've lost her. I'm looking for... Hey, I hear somebody. Hello, is that Gina?
Yes, this is me. How are you?
Hi, Gina. I'm well, and yourself?
Pretty good.
Gina, I'm asking a question, and you don't have to know the answer, but do you know what the root of the word reverence happens to be?
No, I don't.
Strangely, if you spell it out, it's R-E-V-E-R-E, and we're looking at that there, the there part. And the there has to do with where, as in beware. So when one is reverent, one is being aware. Like beware is usually used in our language as be careful, watch out, there's something bad. But reverence is being totally conscious and like open-minded and aware, and then having a sense of awe and love for what one is aware of. And this, the reason I'm introducing it is that this is apparently the answer to your question. So please do share what your question is, and then we're going to fit it together.
Okay. Well, my question was if any of my spirit guides or angels have any messages for me.
Are you joking? Okay, so they really like to answer your question before you ask it. And they often do that when I'm doing my individual sessions. So in this case, okay, they already came through with it. It is, Gina, it is not for you to beware in this lifetime. It is not for you to be afraid or to watch out or to think that things are dangerous or scary. It is for you to be aware and then to develop your own reverence or sense of awe and amazement at what you see in front of you. How does that fit with you, Gina? Do you like that one?
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
Okay, do you sometimes have too much of a sense of anxiety or things are going to go wrong or I feel scared?
Yes.
Okay, that's what they're working on with you because they're saying surprises are usually good, but your first reaction to a surprise or to a change or to something new is, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And they would like you to calm that right down and to say, let me reconfigure this and reframe it in my mind as a surprise. A surprise is a good thing. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, take it easy, honey. Keep going. You're doing it.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
Good
lots
to hear.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You can
Thank
do it.
You.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
This show is being broadcast to you live from Johannesburg, South Africa, and it's called Spirit Guidance with Shannon. If you'd like to have an individual session with me, I work by phone and I work by Skype, and it costs $100 for an hour of questions and answers just like this. We're going to go to our next caller, whose name is Christina. Christina, hi, this is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Good morning. Or afternoon.
It's fine. Good morning is where you are, and that's just fine with me. What's your question for your angels and guides today?
I would like to know about my art and if I can use it as a vehicle to create a business or something.
Absolutely. In fact, let me tell you, because it does work so beautifully, like they are already there and they're already working with you. And so as soon as you say, I want to use my art, then I flip around my room and guess what I get to see? A lot of different printed kinds of textiles. So what they're asking for you to do is not to do art like a painting on a canvas of a horse. What they're asking for you to do is to develop textiles where the repeat is very detailed and interesting. They're asking for you to work with screen printing, and then you're going to make linens, meaning bed covers and curtains, and particularly children's things, and particularly brightly colored things, and not something that you could find at Target, something that's weird and special, and that's based on your fantasy life, because your fantasy life is pretty out there, and apparently you have some pretty weird ideas. And so do children. And so to value that and to honor that and to reflect that, not by scary stuff, by weird and interesting things, a little bit along the lines of Dr. Seuss and a little bit along the lines of Tim Burton. Are you with me, Christina?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I would love to see those things.
That's wonderful. You said so develop printed textiles, like screen printing?
Yes.
So like bed curtains, pillows.
That's exactly right, and particularly children's, and particularly weird and wacky things, and particularly bright colors.
Okay, thank you so much.
Go for it. You are really guided, and I know that you're going to find your way forward.
I really appreciate what you're doing. Thank you so much, Shannon.
Yeah, God bless. Cool. Okay, we're on, you're listening to the show Spirit Guidance with Shannon, and I'm ready to take the next caller. Good morning. Hi, this is Shannon. Hello, it's your turn. Yes, it's your turn. How are you doing?
Good in yourself.
I'm fine, thanks.
Shannon,
what's your name?
Miriam.
Hi, Miriam.
Miriam,
okay.
From
Please ask your question. Please. Oh, good. I'm so glad you got
Shannon,
through. Please.
Yes. Shannon, my question is, I'm in a relationship now, but I'm not too sure if I should hold on to this relationship or is it time for me to let go?
It's interesting that you're asking that question because they're trying to get you to ask a different question first. May I please just take both of them and see if that could be helpful to you? They're telling me that you're in a conflict with a younger person. Do you have a child that you're not getting along with right now?
Not really. Like that
Miriam,
I'm in conflict with. Not.
Do you have any kids?
Yes, I do have 3 children.
Okay, it's the middle one, and the middle one is a little bit standing off right now and not calling you and taking time away from you and not connecting. Okay, are you feeling that or are you not really feeling it right now?
I can feel it, yes. I hear now exactly where you're going. Yeah, we did have a bit of a dispute, but not him and I directly, you know, for him taking
no, that's
money
okay.
And things
okay, but
like that.
The angels are saying that we have to fix that problem first. And what they're saying is that child is not happy about your relationship, and you should actually listen to that child about this relationship.
Okay. Yeah, that's
Please turn to that child. Please turn to that child and say, tell me your view on my relationship right now. Tell me honestly. I'm not going to talk back to you. I'm really going to listen. Because that child is actually acting as one of your angels and guides on earth this lifetime around. Okay?
Yeah, and he actually does. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Okay, so that is my answer to both questions. My answer is resolve your situation with the middle child. Listen to what the middle child says about the relationship, and then please do follow that.
Okay, I will.
Excellent.
Thank you so much
for phoning, Miriam.
Thanks,
talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Ciao.
Okay. Bye.
Sure, no problem. Reverence is a way of being aware and being conscious in the world and not being afraid, like beware, but being aware and revering what's in front of us. Let's find out what our next caller needs to find. This is Cindy. We're going to speak with Cindy now. Hey, this is Shannon, Spirit Guidance with Shannon. Hi.
Hi, thank you.
Yes, looking forward to your question. What do you want to know today?
Today I would like any type of guidance that I can get about my career as it might begin, hopefully just direction after I graduate in May.
Right. Okay, got you. No, that's enough. If for this show, you don't have to give any story or any background at all. I was just waiting for you to get to the word graduate, because they said she's graduating, but really she's not done yet. So there's still more learning to do before she can actually say, I am a fully fledged person doing these things. So what they're saying is that it's going to be learnerships, internships, and further coursework, and not to feel, oh my gosh, I'm so far behind and everyone else is working and I'm not. What they said is you're going to surpass them all because you're going to have more skills than they are in the long run. So to please keep considering yourself as a student for now, and don't let anybody else pressure you or say, what, you're not even working yet? And you can say, I've been working since the day I was born. I am a born worker. Because you really are. You are industrious, loyal, steadfast. You are everything I would love to have in an employee. But it doesn't look as though you and the market are meeting each other right now, in terms of preparation and in terms of what they're looking for. So it looks
cool.
Like a bit of further study, a bit of further internship. Do you know what I'm trying to get to there?
Absolutely.
Okay. Keep so. Please, the big, can I say warning, is, but it's a friendly warning, is don't put yourself down because you're going to be studying more. You're actually going to win in the long run.
Excellent.
Okay. Thanks a lot for calling
Thank you.
In. And please do keep in touch. Yeah.
Okay.
Take
Thank
care.
You very much, Shannon.
Okay, we're at 17 minutes past the hour, and we get to go till half past, so we're going to take our next caller now, and her name is Tina. Hello, Tina. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Thank you for having a show today. God bless you.
Yes, and you as well. Please ask your question of your angels.
Yes, I would like to know, what do you get from my relationship with my boyfriend, Lewis, and where are we going this year?
This is all good. So what they're telling me is that there's loyalty and devotion on either side, and that you guys are, unlike many couples in the world, trying to learn each other's love language. So he's trying a lot of different ways to keep you happy and satisfied, and all you have to do is to say thank you to the ones that work, and he will get that as positive reinforcement, and he will keep doing those things. You are trying some things, but you're kind of stuck in a bit of a rut in terms of how you tell him that you love him, and they would like you to experiment and be a little bit wider in your range of what you can offer him in terms of love language. Do you know what I mean by love language?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, there's a great book about it, and just check it out again and have another look. But they're saying that his top two languages are touch, not in a sexual form, but in just a gentle, like, hand-holding kind, and surprises in the form of gifts. It doesn't have to be expensive, but it has to be appropriate for him. So something that fits him, something that's the right size, the right color, the right style, and then he just is so happy. But your favorite language of love is language, in which you say, you are my honey, you are my angel, you are my sweetheart, you are so great. Okay, that's good, but it's not his favorite form. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, God, that is so true.
Okay, well, your angels are on your side, and they want this relationship to keep on keeping on and keep on being productive, and that's why they're, you know, giving you this advice. So keep praying for the solidity and the link of this relationship to grow, and it will.
Oh, that's
Thank you
awesome.
For phoning. Yeah, take it easy. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Now, our next caller is Vicky. Hello, is that Vicky?
Hi.
Hi, Vicky, there you are. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Vicky. Do you know what your question is?
My question is about work. There's a lot of changes going on. Not sure how that will affect me and will it be good for me. I don't know.
Right. So the angels are boiling your question down in another way. Let me get your permission first to see if I can rephrase. They're saying,
please,
shall I stay or shall I go now? Okay, can I ask that question? Shall I stay,
sure,
or shall I go now? Okay.
Sure.
They're saying stay, stay, stay. So it's really important for you to consider that you're going to outlive and outlast these changes. You have something that's called knowledge retention, and you have the ability to transfer that knowledge about how things work, where things are kept, how we used to do things, and how then we changed 3 years ago to do a different system, and now we do it differently, and I have that phone number. Yes, I know that guy who used to work here, and he knows where that thing is. You have all of that. Is that true, Vicki?
Kind of, sort of, but the thing about it, they're going through a major reorg, and
mm-hmm,
I was told by someone that my name is on the list to be.
Your name is on a long list, but the angels are saying that your name is not on the short list. So
okay,
you are a valuable, valuable contributor to this organization and this business. And
okay,
you need to remind them, you need to remind them of what you know and that you really know what's going on and how things have been done and how to do things. So you've got a lot of how-to, and that's what you need to remind them of. So please don't, look, you have a lot of choices right now. One of your choices is, should I jump off of this ship? And the angels are saying, do not do that. The second one is, should I bite my fingernails and not talk to them? No, don't do that either. Go talk to them and say, you guys, I'm in, you know, I'm in if you're in, and I want to keep being here because I really have a lot to contribute. Why are they saying that, Vicki? Why do they want you to stay? Because this business is about to grow really, really well, and they want you to be part of that and to get the rewards from hanging in there.
Okay.
Give it a try.
Thank you.
And let us know how this pans out. Yeah, I want to know.
I will. Thank you. Have a great day.
Take it easy. Bye-bye. We are in a state of reverence here. This show, Spirit Guidance with Shannon, is about you coming face-to-face, or let's say ear-to-ear, with your angels, asking them important questions about what are the deal-breakers for you? What are the make-or-break situations of your life? Let's find out what Diane needs to know. Diane, this is Shannon with Spirit Guidance. How can I help?
Good morning from California. Good evening at your home. Thank you. I have a gentleman in my life who is just a friend, and that's really a great relationship. I'm wondering if that's what it's meant to be, Shannon, or do you
know
think it'll advance
this guy,
in the future?
No, yeah, I've already got him. I get it. The angels are saying that this guy is super talented, like he's at a genius level with some of his skills and talents.
He is.
And
he is. I'm
yeah,
a money. He's
and
famous,
you
but yeah.
And, hold on a second, and that you and he, I know, because when I start to talk to you, then I'm just talking to you, but if I focus on what they're saying, then I can download you the whole spiel, which I would love to. So they're
okay,
saying that, yes, we're on a level of with this guy of genius, and what they want is for you to be the woman behind the man. This doesn't negate anything that you're up to, which is super special and very important and your own stuff. But in terms of him, they're saying that no one has ever applauded him and kept him on task and set goals with him and for him. No one has ever been his agent, friend, mother, lover in the way that has allowed him to grow without him feeling that someone is taking something from him. So they're saying, actually, this could be a lovely marriage if you wanted it to be, because you guys have so much to give each other and so little to take from each other, and that's a really, really wonderful and almost rare occurrence.
Goosebumps, thank you. You're
good.
Gosh.
All right.
Namaste.
Let us know how it goes. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller. You, Diane, lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, and I would love to work with you one-on-one. If you would like to arrange a one-hour session, please do call. My website is spiritguidance.net, and that's where you'll find the details. Hey, this is Sheila. Hello, Sheila. This is Shannon.
Hi. How are you today?
Hi. I'm optimistic. And yourself?
I'm trying to be.
What?
It's
all right.
I
didn't get you.
I say it's hard with my coworkers.
That always complicates life. We should just be able to work by ourselves, huh? But then you have clients on the other hand. Yeah. What is your question for your angels today?
My question is, I finally figured out what I want to do, and I want to go into neuropath, holistic doctor's degree. And I'm
right, I'm hearing you, yeah.
Because I think that's my path. And I was wondering, should I finish the, I'm at a 2-year college right now.
Yes, and that's where I got, she must study. Okay, no, she must study, and she mustn't study that other thing, because the thing that you're going to do when you get finished with this certificate, with this diploma, is actually going to allow you to practice your other, what you're calling your holistic practice, but, okay, in a special way. When you finish this degree, what is it going to be called?
Well, that's the thing. Right now, I'm in a general degree, and I was wondering, mm-hmm. should I finish a general degree and then transfer to another university within the state I am, or should I just move to Arizona?
Here's the real lowdown. You're going to finish your original degree, the one that you're working on right now, and you're not going to go into spending more money, spending more time in school, and wasting your life away when actually you are a super gifted practitioner just as you are. And they're telling me that you can do hands-on. You can do hands-on healing. So a short course of reflexology, and that's all you need. Please just go for reflexology. When you hold somebody's feet, you're going to be able to say, liver dysfunction, kidney dysfunction, looks like you've got a tumor, you need to see a doctor. Or you're going to say, anxiety, stress, looks like it's taking its toll on your kidneys and on your heart. Well, I see that, ... You are a natural, and it comes from your mother's line and from your grandmother. So don't waste any more time in school, okay?
Oh, because that's what I really want. I really want that degree.
Bye, Sheila. Take it easy.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Okay, our next caller is going to be Rose Maria, and we only have a few minutes left. We are going to squeeze her in. Hey, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, please go straight to your question.
What angels picking up with, like, relationship, friendship around
me? That's too general. On this show, you actually have to come in, because I help so many people in a half an hour. The way to get an answer from me is to say something like, should I break up with Robert? Okay, so try again. What question is really burning for you? What's the most important thing happening?
Right now, do you see it, like, forget about the relationship, job-wise coming up, any offers coming my way that I applied for the last couple of weeks?
No, we're on a relationship. Okay, I'm going to coach you to, because maybe you're going to have to call next week. You need to ask a specific question. So it's not, is anything coming my way? It's like, you asked about relationships, so now I'm tuned in to the relationship category. And then you say about a relationship with a guy or with a friendship, and you say, should I continue to be friends with Karen? Okay, or can I trust Joseph? Okay, so think about something that's bothering you. This isn't just, let's hear what the angels have to say. This is, I'm getting you real information. So now you get to ask me a real question. What real question would you like to ask?
Is there more communication with a certain person I'm thinking of?
You give an initial or a name. What would you prefer?
L.
L, okay. Should I pursue communication with L? They're saying, no, there's nothing there. And that person is actually making you feel small and insignificant. So it's time for you to totally walk away. But there's somebody else coming close who is a friend who's going to turn into a relationship, and that is going to be really valuable and really worthwhile. So keep your eyes open for somebody who seems like they're just a friend right now, but is going to cross the line into romance, and that's right around the corner. Okay, call in next time when you've done a little bit of prep, and then we'll help you even more. Take it easy. You've been listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. And I love working with callers. I am a translator between you and your own spirit guides. Please contact me via my website if you'd like to have more information or if you'd like to set up a session on your own. Today's theme has been reverence. And with reverence, we stand in front of something that we don't understand. And instead of feeling fear, we're being asked to tune into our own sense of awe. You are guided.
You are guided. Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal session? For more information about Shannon's work, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.